And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, NetOne Services. And, of course, we had Edward Goldmillion from 2 to 2:30. And you will still participate in the discussion from 2:30 to 3 on social media. And then I'm going to introduce one of the best social media web guy experts in town. There's no doubt, even out of town. But no one told you to get out of town. But Christian Murison, welcome to the show.
It's good to be back. I think we did a show a few months ago, but people might not remember me. I'm a web designer. I'm the lead web designer for NetOne Services. And among my job responsibilities is to always keep in touch with what's new out there, especially social networking, social media, because a lot of our customers don't really know what's going on. This is such a fast-paced world that it's very hard to keep up. I mean, business owners have 1,000 things to do. And since, you know, the whole social media movement came out, now they've got to do 1,000 more. So it's I think it's very important for us to give them some sort of direction, some sort of information they can take and use on a daily basis, rather than jump in the jungle out there.
And before we jump into the jungle, is I want to give you a testimony, because I've been working with Christian for, a little while now, a couple months at least, and you're fabulous.
Well, you are.
What I like, again, it's the same thing. It's the team, like you said, Al, with NetOne Services, is you're responsive, creative. The design for the Breakthrough Sports website is just excellent. I just love how you did that, and it's just good stuff. So I wanted to give you a shout-out right in front of you.
Thank you. That's good to hear. I'm glad you like it, and hopefully we can do more things in the future.
Oh, yeah. I have a plan for a match-no-match website, singles website, because that's a popular dating game show that we have. But at least two of you are married, so no dating on that show for you guys.
I agree.
I think we're quite all right with that.
Yes. Yeah.
But Christian, maybe you can I don't know if you're married, but if you're not, you could be a candidate.
I am married.
Oh, my gosh, what is this world coming to? That's all I have to say. All right, I guess I'm a candidate. Anyway, I'm the host. I can't interview myself. Oh, I'd probably do very well, though. Okay, now, social media. It is fast-paced because of probably technology.
Correct.
And so tell us a little bit. Let's set the frame, social media. What is it? Why is it important? And why are you missing the boat, or someone missing the boat, if they're not participating?
The most important thing that people should understand from social media is, as you said, is extremely fast-paced, and it's very, very dynamic. I mean, not too long ago, we had regime changes in the Middle East because of social media, or we had social media involved.
Really?
And that's unprecedented. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people spoke on used Twitter and Facebook to put together protests in Egypt and in other countries.
Wow.
So, I mean, Facebook and Twitter is involved in political movements across the world. I mean, this is absolutely huge. Nothing like this has ever been before. Now, that's a much broader scale to talk about this, because a lot of business owners don't really, I don't want to say they don't really care, but it doesn't really involve them that much. But it's just, it puts it out there how important it is to understand and be a part of this social media. Just a few facts that I want to mention, really brief. New Year's this year generated about 16,000 tweets per second. 1 in 7 minutes spent online generally by users are spent on Facebook alone. Just Facebook, not social media, just Facebook. And about 20% of Facebook users are in the USA, and that's 20% of 800 million users.
Wow.
So that's more than half of the country, really.
And Facebook just went public, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah. How'd they do? Did they sell anything? Did they sell stock?
Yeah, they did all right.
They did okay. New movie, the sequel.
Yeah.
I bet those rowers will try to get more money. Yeah. Remember? Did you see that movie? Oh, you didn't? They're the two rowers from, Harvard? You didn't see
Harvard?
Yeah, you remember?
Yeah.
They keep wanting more.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Imagine that. You're not happy with 20 million. Okay, but I guess when you compare it to 5 billion. But anyway, so do people need a plan then, a social media plan, in your opinion?
Absolutely. It's very easy to become a little bit of ADHD out there with everything that's going on. So the first thing that people need to understand is they need to focus and they need to develop a short and long-term approach. You cannot the thing that really gets people into social media is that it's free. And it seems like a very good idea. There's all this potential. It's free. So all you need to do is just put in the time. But when you think about it, it's not really free. When you take in the time that you spend on developing a good social media strategy, it takes a lot of time. So you have to focus on one thing specifically and one at a time.
So now are all businesses – I bet there – well, let me ask you. Are some businesses more suitable to social media than others?
Absolutely. Now, social media, let me just say this really quick. Social media is an overall term, and it takes into account a lot of things, social bookmarking, social networking, YouTube, which is social video. There's a lot of social media out there, and people just think of social media really as Facebook or Twitter, but those are just some parts of it. Now, you've got to start with the first thing that marketing says is to think like your customer. You have to put yourself in their shoes, and you have to ask, where are my customers? What are they doing? Are they on Facebook? Are they on Twitter? Or where can I meet them? Or do they want videos from my business? So should I put something on YouTube perhaps? That's the first step. Once you identify that, then you can develop a strategy that's focused on meeting your customer base exactly where they're at. And, I mean, some businesses don't have millions of dollars to develop surveys to find out where their customers are at. But, I mean, you talk with your customers on a daily basis, right? So ask them. Don't ask all your customers, but on do a sampler. So you ask them, what do they do? What do they use? And then you can develop an idea of how to meet them there.
So, you know, Edward, talking about video, you've dabbled in that yourself?
I have.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think that, you know, if a picture says 1,000 words, a video says 1,000,000. And
like your last name.
The Go Million, that's right. And being able to use and utilize video in your social media really does help express more. People can see your mannerisms, hear your tone inflections. They get a better sense of who you are and what your business is about rather than just reading the written word. Video expresses a lot more than, say, a tweet. I mean, we don't need to know who's sitting on their couch eating a cookie. You know, so the content is important of what you're conveying. And you can have bad video, too. You can have videos that are, you know, just use bad media by way of written media. You can have bad video media as well that can do your company more harm than it can good.
So you got to go to quality people and make sure that whatever you do, like you said, do it in an excellent way.
Absolutely. About excellence.
Yeah, see?
Right?
I like it. And so Christian, how does someone get a following online? Because to me, if you have a big following, that means you're going to have a big pipeline, a big distribution center, which would be valuable because in business, if people do not know you exist, you're not going to do very well.
I think Edward brought up a very good point. It's value is the key to social media. If you think of throwing messages and content to people, they're not going to get it. People don't want marketing thrown at them because that's what they have. That's what they do every day on TV, on their phones, on the internet. Everything's thrown at them. So you have to provide them value. There's got to be something they gain from having a relationship with you. Because social media, really what it is, it's social networking, is develop a relationship with someone so that not only they purchase something from you now, but they continue to do it over a period of time. Which takes me back to my other point, which is you have to have a long-term strategy. It can't be just doing it today, just getting the sales in, because at some point your people are not going to follow you anymore. And then what do you do then when you've had a bad reputation? So value is absolutely essential.
So what? Whoops, sorry, Edward.
It's okay.
Oh, you got a tough knee there. The thing is, it's just like networking we talked about, Al, right?
Yes.
Earlier is like developing a relationship, and what can you give? So the same concept, right, Christian? What can you give through social media? Not what you can take.
Absolutely. Let me give you just a quick example. There was a burger shop in Minnesota that had a very successful social Facebook campaign. And the article that I read mentioned that they did all this great stuff. They put it on radio. They had all these people involved in their campaign. But what they didn't mention except the end of the article is that they gave out a free burger for anybody that liked their Facebook page. So
wow.
That's the value they provided. Now, is that what every business should do? Absolutely not. But it worked for them. They got a lot of exposure, but they exchange value with their customer. So their customers follow them because they got something out of it. I mean, it can be sales, specials, it can be products, information, you name it.
So that's really important to have a Facebook page, for example, and to get people to like your page, you have to have something you can give, right?
Exactly. And a lot of times it can be just nurturing a sales process. For example, giving information on a pre-sale pipeline, answering questions that customers might have before they actually purchase something from you.
Wow. So it sounds like definitely the thing of the present and the future. You know, and if people are behind the curve, what would you tell them? I mean, can businesses really survive these days with the high cost of doing business and not taking advantage of social media?
Absolutely. I think social media is still in its infancy. Mm. I think it's still growing. So if you think you're behind the curve hasn't achieved its peak yet. So it's fine if you're starting right now because it's still growing, and I think it's going to be part of marketing from now on. I don't think it's going to go away. So
yeah, although I think Washington tried to make it go away by what was that bill they tried to do, and then yeah. Google had a what they remember the
yeah
about
SOPA
two weeks?
And
yeah
one other it was two bills that like Wikipedia turned off and
yeah that's powerful stuff right
absolutely.
It got their attention real quick didn't
yes, it did. Yes,
yes. And Google and Yahoo and Wikipedia and all those that you know when you went to the internet whatever they did, either it was blacked out or it was, I think Google blacked out the name Google. And so they made their point, then they made it very quickly.
Yeah.
Those Washington people.
The next day, it was off the table. So.
Yeah. Wow. That's good power. I like that. So there is hope about the retraining behavior for politicians.
Absolutely.
Maybe that'll be a topic. We do a blog about that, all four of us. Anyway, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on social media. This is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton and Christian Murison, and special guest Edward Gomillion. I just love your name, Gomillion. What was it before, Gothousand, and then you elevated it?
Well, with inflation and all.
Oh, see, there you go. That's what I thought. And we'll be right back.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birenbaum & Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today. 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is the debut show of the all-new Breakthrough Networking 2 to 4, sponsored by NetOne Services, starring Al Fulton and Christian Murison, and, of course, in-studio guest, Executive Director for the North Phoenix Chamber, Edward Gomillion. That was good. I love that. Okay. Can you do a rap on Gomillion?
Nah.
Sorry. Okay. I think we could do something. Do that again.
No beatbox.
Okay.
On the show.
I think we could have done something. Anyway, we're on till 3 o'clock where the lovely Leah Haben will come in studio. owner and founder of SmartFemme, and we will talk with her about some great stuff she's doing, SmartFemme.com. But in the meantime, we want to talk social media. This is social media segment of NetOne Services and Breakthrough Networking. Edward. Al, and Al's over there, but you're Edward. I multitask in names. Now, Edward, video. How important? I know you do that. I know you do some video stuff. Tell us about video, why that's important. Well, and the call to action, you know, the do's, the don'ts of video and all that stuff.
And there are several of them. And video is important because if you're not using video, you're falling behind the times. Mm. And as Christian had mentioned, you know, you're not behind the eight ball yet because the curve with social media has not reached its peak. And, you know, things are ever changing. You know, the fact of the matter is, as we segue into why video, you know, you have restaurants out there, fast food restaurants, the one with the Golden Arches, you know that?
Yes.
Does anyone here or out there know that they can actually cook a better burger, healthier burger, more tasty burger than that establishment? At home, fresh ground sirloin, you know, fresh tomato, everything. Most definitely people say, I can cook a better burger than that.
Absolutely.
But can you come up with a better marketing plan? Probably not. So the point is, you don't have to have the best burger to sell the most burgers.
Oh, good point. Yeah, okay. On their arches, what do they say, like 18 billion sold or something like that?
And so it's about marketing and being able to get the word out there. Now, what they did, obviously, with the Playlands and things is they really did a great job of attracting the parents with the Playlands and bringing in the kids, and hence food is being sold. So In looking at this with video for your business, not that you want to give away the burger like that other one in Minnesota, but you want to be able to give some sort of value and appeal to your client base, your audience, so to speak, in order to get them to respond. And that's the key, being able to get them to respond. Mm. So the video, number one, needs to catch their attention. You can't just have a video that's, hi, my name is Edward Gomillion with the North Phoenix, you know, as you can see, it's too, you know, monotone. The people
right.
are like,
so know. The sound effects were by Edward Gomillion. Okay,
so you need to make sure that it's going to capture their interest and keep them watching. A little humor always works. Being able to get them engaged, some sort of interaction, and then of course at the end of it all, there has to be, as Mr. Fulton said, a call to action. If you don't tell them what you want them to do, why the video is being presented, they'll just watch and go, well, that was cute, and then, you know, click onto the next video. There has to be a call to action that makes them say, I want to call, I want to email, write, get more information, whatever the case may be, or nothing moves.
That makes sense, Christian, from your standpoint.
What I like from what Edward said is that he used the word engage, and engage is one of the most powerful words in social media because it's the word that gets overlooked, and that's why people come to me and say, I've got a Facebook page, I put in all this time, I've got nothing out of it. Mm. You have to engage with the audience. You have to give them something, and they have to react somehow to it. Some businesses think, they might do something that's out of the ordinary, like a funny commercial or something that's negative, or who knows what strategy might have in hand. But the idea is you have to get them engaged. You have to do something so they respond. Either they might share your video, they might send it to a friend. I mean, if you've got the right strategy in mind, your video, your YouTube video that you've put in, you know, a little bit of time into it or something like that can become absolutely essential for your business. It can explode out there and become, you know, one of your most powerful marketing pieces that you've ever done. So it's very important that.
So what is it, viral marketing? What does that mean?
Well, viral, as a virus spreads throughout society, a video can go viral on the internet, meaning people are sharing it with other people and it's spreading across the web internationally and getting a lot of people to view that video.
So are there strategies to get something to go viral?
Absolutely, absolutely. One thing that businesses should be aware of is that you cannot have a marketing strategy where everything you do is viral. That's impossible. I mean, people have very short attention spans, and you get their attention once, but you cannot get it to the same level every time. But to be honest, all it takes sometimes is just a little bit of creativity, a little bit of brainstorming, a little bit of try to be out of what everybody else is doing. Put a video up that's just crazy funny, or that people would just like to view it, they would just share it. It's 15 seconds, 30 seconds, something that doesn't take a lot of their time, But that it makes it so great that they might share it with their friends. And from that point on, it's viral.
And Christian, you bring up a good point, 15, 30 seconds. The ideal video should be 2 minutes or less, 2 minutes at the max, in order to maintain the attention span and to be able to get the point across. If it's longer than that, people just move on.
These days, I mean, speaking of video, I've heard some people actually have like a mini series, a mini like TV show on their website. Is that a trend that's coming down that's effective? But it's probably more than 2 minutes, though, that type of thing.
I've seen quite a lot of these take place over the years, over recent years, and it was a big hit in the beginning. When it was one or two of these guys or girls that did this show, but as the movement grew, now you're getting some people that don't have content that's worth viewing or watching. Oh, yeah. So it's a lot of diminishing returns. It's a lot of people are getting into it, but they're getting a little bit less out of it.
Now it would seem to me, social media makes the world a smaller place. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yes, it does.
So. Why does it make sense? you didn't think I'd have a follow-up question, but I did.
Well, it's a small world to begin with. You know, 6 degrees of separation. You can get to anybody, you know, in six moves. But being able to utilize social media, we can now connect with people all over the not only country, obviously the world, and have access into markets that we otherwise would not have access to.
And it also it's changed the culture. And there's one aspect of social media. I think, it is social media. Look at the dating sites out there.
Right.
Look how that has changed and accommodated the people that are on the go all the time. So they just check their email, and all of a sudden, you know, they may have, 17 dates lined up in the next 3 nights. They have to go on shifts.
Yeah.
I know. I get tired. But anyway, the point is that's an element of social media, right, Christian?
Absolutely. Social media refers to any type of media that's social, right, that you can interact with someone easily over the internet. And that's what it comes down to, is exchanging information with someone from your computer, from your phone. And actually, one thing that I wanted to say is phones are changing everything nowadays. It's not the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
It's not people that want to have their Facebook account on their phone. They're getting the phones, but the other way around. They're getting the phones and then creating a Facebook account.
Oh.
So it's now phones have become slowly or fast the central piece in the social media, because that's what's driving right now the growth.
And it makes it easy and convenient as well. And during the course of the show, the trade deadline for the NHL is today, and I was getting messages left and right and all these trades that were coming up. We'll save that for the Wednesday sports show. However, let's see, we only have about 4 minutes left on this segment. So let's give more contact information out for you, first of all.
Okay.
I don't know if,
find us on the web, Facebook, North Phoenix Chamber. And also on the internet, www.northphoenixchamber.com, North Phoenix Chamber being spelled out. And I'd love for you to like our page and also visit us, drop us an email, come to one of our events. And if you're in our market and area demographics, we'd love to be a resource for you.
And remember, tonight, Valley Luna, what's the address again?
3336 West Bell Road.
And call 602-482-3344. To get on the VIP list, but if you miss out, they can ask for Al Fulton or Edward Gomillion.
That's it.
Wow, is that sort of cool?
Yes.
That is very cool. So definitely want to get out there. That's 5:30 tonight, right?
5:30 tonight.
Till about, what, 7?
Depends on how much fun we're having. Maybe, a little later.
midnight. Okay, but you typically it's what, 5:30 to 7?
Typically 5:30 to 7, 7:30.
Yeah. And that should be good. You think it's a pretty good turnout. I think I've been to a networking event at Valley Luna, and they do draw a nice turnout. So, again, that's Valley Luna near 35th Avenue and Belt Road.
Correct.
And call to get in there on the VIP list, 602-482-3344. Christian, how do they get in touch with you? for social media, web design, a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, they can find us on Facebook, NetOne Services, netoneservices.com. They can reach me directly at 602-466-8570. Or netoneservices.com has got many more ways of getting in contact with us.
Wow, that is incredible. So if we sum it up, social media, one word. Edward, you go first. How would you use social media, one word description?
Necessary.
Oh, nicely done. Christian?
I would say engage.
Engage. We'll save that for the match, no match show, but engage. Al, one word.
Very powerful.
Oh, that was my word. I should have gone third. Okay. anyway, that was my. I would say powerful. And I would say, okay, then I'll use a different word. I would say intelligent.
That's
because,
true.
Because if you're not doing it, then you know, yes. You're going to really be behind the times, and you'll be at a clearly a competitive disadvantage, right?
Yes.
Clearly a competitive disadvantage. So you definitely want to be able to engage yourself in a powerful way because it's necessary, and be intelligent.
That's good.
Yes,
that's very good.
Did anyone notice what I just said?
I did.
What? I want some credit on this one.
Sounds like an LP to me.
Yeah, no, thinking. I use
everyone's word is what he did.
Yeah. Wow.
He's using the power phrases.
The power phrases, but it's definitely true. So stay tuned for more of NetOne Services Breakthrough Networking with Leah Haben, who's the owner and founder of SmartFem. This is going to be fabulous because the intelligent guide for the women on the go, and you guys out there, you want to hear this, and definitely you women out there, you want to hear why SmartFem is the thing to do. Safe, secure, and powerful. Those are my three words, and we'll be right back.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Tax time is here again. Let Barenbaum and Spieth relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business such as a partnership or a corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Barenbaum and Spieth has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff, and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spieth, CPA.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Tie One On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888 888- 805-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074. 602-625-3074.